Utrecht Eer, Thursday 9th of May, Rabbi Gershon Hager, Lag BaOmer.
The very first of the exam, Lag BaOmer, Pasuk in Tilim, Gal Einai, Babita, the first potato set. Gal is on the gimbal, Benish Hedem, open my eyes, I should be able to see the first in your Torah. And he explains that Lag BaOmer is 17 days before Shavuos. There are Toiv Yomim, 17 days from Lag BaOmer to Matan Torah. And that's where the beginning of his Galus of the Torah is on Lag BaOmer. If you look in the beginning of Chumash, you'll see, I don't remember who says this, but the 25th word in the Torah is Oyer. Hanukkah is on the 25th of Kislev. The 33rd word in the Torah is Tov. The Bereshit looked and he saw the Oyer was Tov. Is Yesh similar to that one? You know, we say on Yom Elohim, Shachris, the P of the Yetzus, immediately after Baruch Hu, Ay, Aylam, Baitzer, Chai, Ayos, Me'ofel, Omer, Vayei. So the scribes say, what does it mean? Ay, Aylam, Baitzer, Chai. Is Rashi being Zanei Chumash, that B'yas Aylam, the Baruch Hu looked at the light and he saw it was Toiv. It was too good. It wasn't good that Rishon should be nether from that oil. So Shemiz Baruch took that light and he was going as it for Tzadikim Asad Lovay. Oil, oilam, v'aytzer chayim. That oil, that's v'aytzer chayim. Oilis, me'ayfel, omra v'yeh. If you look at the beginning of Chumash again, you'll see that every day it says v'ayhi chayim. By Oyer it says, by Yehi Oyer. It doesn't say by Yehi. Because the keel of that Oyer, the keel of the Oyer HaTayv, the version created, it wasn't by Yehi. That didn't remain. That Rabbi Shlalom took away and hid for the Osset Lover. The light that we have is Oyeris my Oyfel, Omar by Yehi. It's a light, it's lighter than dark, but it's not that light. Amar Vayehi, Vayhi Oyer. Vayhi Chayim, the Sefer of Rav Heschel, but the Parshas Valeska, he asked Cain Aaron, Melamed Shalei Shino, what's Vayas Cain Aaron at Cain? When he did the Menorah in the Mishkan, when he did it, that Oyer Hadolus, that should appear in the lights of the Menorah. Is that Yas came Aaron. It was Vayhi Chayim. Aaron HaChayim was Mechavim, that Oyer, the Oyer Hashem Yisbarach had created at the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, that light should now shine in the Mishkan. And Tzadikim say that today there's still some of that Oyer, but that's in the Torah creation. That's where we see it. I'm sure by Yochai, is Mechavim, the remember it's in the Zayah Kodesh, is he was Megale and Oyer HaTorah, which till his times nobody was able to see. I want to say over the Halacha, because I think we'll have to start the Halacha, although I heard you already speaking the Halacha, something which is Mekusha to Lag BaOmer, although it might not seem so. But some sefer says in a tshuva that the mon came down 3 days after the charara, the matzahs they took out from Mitzrayim, had stopped. They took out their sandwiches, but then they were finished. And for 3 days they went, they walked the midbar, without food. And then the Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Medrash, it says that that was Yud Ches Iyar. That means that the Firas Hamon, according to the Medrash, started on Lag BaOmer. The Gemara says in Brachos that B'shor Shiyarad Mon, when the Mon came down from Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin Birkas Hazor. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin the first Bracha of Birkas Hamozim. The Chazanish points out there's a difference between the way we say Birkas Hamozim and the way they said Birkas Hazor in the Midrash. The halacha is that you've eaten bread, you've eaten a suda, you don't have to bench immediately. You finish eating. You bench as long as the mazon has not been isachar. As long as one hasn't completely digested the food that one has eaten, one can still bench. And the Chazon Ish says, his understanding is, Emes, there's no difference between Birkas Hamon, Birkas Hamazon, and Birkas HaTorah. Somebody is called up to the Sefer Torah, and you make a bracha Rishena, there's a Kriyas HaTorah, and you make a bracha Achraya. You don't wait. Immediately after one has lined, immediately after the Kriya, one makes the bracha. So the same thing ought to be the Gabi Achila. The moment you finish eating, you ought to make a bracha. Elamah, as long as there hasn't been a hefsik, fine, you still make the bracha. A Chazal told us that as long as the lozen hasn't been isachel, as long as one hasn't digested the food, that's not to the hefsik. So as long as the food is still doing something in your body, you're still part and parcel of the suda. And therefore, if you bench even half an hour later, as long as the food hasn't been digested, that there's been no hefsik, and that becomes a mazon considered as if it's immediately after the food you've eaten. In the mitzvah, we're told that the mon was lechem avirim, that was bread that was absorbed in the limbs of the people who ate it. That means there was no ichul, there was no digestion. Immediately after a person had eaten, the food had gone into his limbs. Finished. So he says, Chazanish, in the midbar, they would have had to bench immediately after they ate. Because that's like clear satira. Immediately, you now finish lining, now you have to make a bracha achreina on the Torah. So too, immediately after they ate, you have to make it even bigger some lozen. By us, since we eat differently, since we have a digestive system which basically means that the food which we've eaten hasn't been digested yet. So as long as it hasn't been digested, there's no hefsek. And then we have that month still that we can bench as long as the food hasn't been disrupted. Now the same thing is true legabe other machon. If a person eats fruit, as long as he hasn't digested that fruit, he can still make the bracha point on it. If a person drinks mashke, as long as he hasn't digested what he's drank, he can still make a bracha. Is the Achrayim asked, what's the din in the case where somebody is sitting for a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, he may be sitting, eating food, drinking, perhaps a little bit haphazardly, but he isn't stopping it. After a time, he's finished eating fruit, he doesn't eat any more fruit. He's still drinking. Now, normally, on most fruit, we would make a bracha achrayna by the fashis. Similarly, we'd make a by the fashis, and after one has drunk something. Now, it's possible that fruit which one has eaten, if one waits to make that bracha achrayna, one waits to make the by the fashis, till when one finishes everything, when one's finished drinking, the fruit that one has eaten has already been disappeared. Therefore, it's too late. Whereas we have a time span that we can still make a bracha point of what we've eaten. But that time span is totally, it depends on, as long as the food is still in the system and it's still being digested, you can still make a bracha point. But once it's been in sachel, then it's too late. You can't make that bracha anymore. Now, here, you haven't finished entirely. You're still drinking. The grain of Toshis is the bracha you make on both. On both the parents and also on the mashpid. That is that bracha, very the Toshis that you will make. When you finish drinking, say 2.5-3 hours later, will that grain of Toshis, will it help also for the parents that have not been digested? That's the shayla the Achmenim ask. There is a prima godim, which the Mishabura says clearly that he doesn't think the prima godim says that the Magen Avraham is correct. You see, there is a Magen Avraham that says, this is something that happens all the time. There's a little bit of a difference. You go to a chasna. You can spend 4 or 5 hours at a chasna. By the time one benches at the chasna, the food, perhaps the bread that one started off with, has long been digested. And nevertheless, we say that Birkas HaMazon, we make it, it goes on everything. So says the Magen Avraham. So the prima godim seems to learn Pshat, and he says, what does the Magen Avraham say? Since we're constantly eating, parfrois, we're eating other things, till we bench, so the digestive system is still working. The organs of the stomach are still working. And therefore, that Birkas HaMazon, which makes it in the end, goes on everything, even though the original food that one started off with has not been digested. Say, so the prima godim, it seems to be prima godim, and he does pshat, that would be true, not just a suda. If you're, say, eating fruit, you're drinking mashke, as long as memus, your stomach is sort of still working. So memus, you could make that bracha at the end of everything. Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't like that, because Mishnah Berurah says, there's a different pshat in that Magen Avraham. He says, Kad Magen Avraham is, if you're eating a suda, hazal masakin, you make a birkas hamotzi, that birkas hamotzi covers everything you're eating during the suda. That's the chiddush of eating bread, making a birkas hamotzi. And therefore, when you're sitting at one suda, although it's possible that the original bread that you ate has really been digested, it doesn't matter. Just like that broth of Rishon, a birkas hamotzi, covers everything you're going to eat. So to the maaser, the birkas hamazon, you say at the end, covers everything you've eaten right from the beginning. The nafka mina will be fruit and drink. It's not one suda. You didn't make a birkas hamotzi which covers everything. You made a berry pirate, say, on the apples. You made a shahako on the orange juice, whatever it is that you're drinking. Those are different brachas. And at the end, yes, it's true. They happen to share the same bracha freina, freina toshis. So the Gemara of Hatzvi, of Pesach Frank's freina bracha, what he says, which we've understood, chat in the Magen Avraham. He says, Mechera, if you wait to make your brain of toshis, till after you've finished drinking, long time after you've finished digesting the original fruit, that brain of toshis will work for the parents. It's too late. You've lost it. You have to make the bracha freina as long as that food that you've eaten is still being digested. And if the mice you've long digested it, the fact that you're carrying on drinking something has nothing to do with that. Therefore, he says, you've got no brain. You've got to make the brain of toshis before you've finished digesting the fruit, although you know you're still going to carry on drinking. I in that case, so how does what happens then? You're going to make a brain of toshis. The fact that brain of toshis is a bracha achrayna, it will the mice of your owner both for the fruit, and it will also brain of whatever you drank till now. He says you have to be mechavu, we make that brain of toshis. I only want to be yotzer the brain of toshis on the fruit that I've eaten, and not on whatever I've drunk, so that I won't have to make new baker shakas or whatever I was going to carry on drinking, and that I'll be able to make, eventually, at the end, when I finish drinking, a brain of toshis on the mashkos. So says the heart speaker. Why do I say this has a shakas with that going on? So let me say over a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. We're told that Yaakov Avinu, when he benched the Shiftei Kor, among the Shiftei Kor, he benched Naphtali. Naphtali Ayona Shifa Hanoisen Imrei Shachar. If you look in Targum Unkelus, Targum Unkelus is described in that pasuk. Naphtali Ve'ara Tova Yisrael. Naphtali was given a good piece of land in which to live. Adve Vatsante Teim Abdo Peirin Yehoin Moidan Mavotin Arayon. That chedek that was given to Shevet Naphtali, that will bring forth fruit on which they will give Haidor and segvos. Hanoisin Imre Shofra Kadum translates, what's the Imre Shofra? Saying brachas on that fruit which grew in the chelik of Shevet Naphtali. Some 77 years ago, Tar Tzadi Hay, a double Sufferer of the Rebbe, went to Eretz Yisrael for a few months. And together with him went Hersh Kramer. He was the Chazlid Guru, the author of Eshkira's Ptira, the Dragon Biden, who wanted him to be the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Sakwe Ubli. And he writes in his Sefer that he was Lag Boima. That's Lag Boima, he was in Meron. And he was thinking of this Targum Mungus. And he had a difficulty with it. Because it seems that we're talking here about Shevet Naphtali. Shevet Naphtali, they're the Shevet, that they are going to say brachas on Peiros. Why? Dafke Shevet Naphtali. Emma says they were given a good chelik, well there, but it seems a little bit more than that. Yehai Moivin Mavorchin Aleik says, we know that Birkas Hanenin is a Tartanus Chazal. Birkas Hanlozin is a Zahalta Vesavato Verato, it's been a Torah. But normally Birkas Hanenin is a Tartanus Chazal, it's going to drop on. Umpers is Matargim here the Pasuk, that Naphtali is going to make brachas on the Paris that grow in Naphtali's Chelik. Birkas Hanenin. How can that be? And he thought that if you look in the Shari Kedusha of Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Rizal, you'll see that he says, there are Shirin Chodim the Torah. And in Shari Kedusha, it says, that Birkas Hanenin Amin HaTorah. Birkas HaMitzvahs and Rabbonon, Birkas Hanenin Amin HaTorah. Different from the Gemara. The Shari Kedusha of Chaim Vital is based on the Zayah Kodesh. And the Baal HaZayah is from Shem Vayichai. There's a Ram in Psochim who says that although we normally say Yochid Barabim Halacha Karabim, but the Masra the Mar, in a place where this Yochid, where this Rebbe lived, there one is knowing like that Yochid. He is the Rebbe in that place. So there, even though the world passes differently, but he and his Talmidim and the Tishrei Amokim, they and the Maisa will be knowing for his Pshat. If that is so, Meron was the Mokim of Rav Shimon. Meron is in the Chelet of Shevet Naphtali. So he says, Rav Shimon in Rav Shimon Vayechai in the Zayah Kodesh Paskins, the Birkas Hanen in Amilat Torah, is in Shevet, the Chelik of Shevet Naphtali, they would min Al Torah have felt that they were mechuyev to make Birkas Hanen. Is that what is Merumas here in Ilkulus, that in the Chelik Adve Vatsante of Naphtali, Te Mavdo Peirin Yehoi Moidin Mavorkin Aleyem. They will make Birkas HaTorah. It's a Polish Torah, but it's an interesting Torah. Whereas there is a level of Torah where apparently we pass them that Birkas Hanenim lead me not Torah. That's the Torah of Shirah by Yitzchak. And maybe that's why I want to say something to do with Birkas HaPerus, because the Saddam Satin of Shirah by Yitzchak has his own Shitta there. Let me add one other thing. We are witness today to a phenomenon which I don't think we fully appreciate. Lag BaOmer in Meron, in the last years, well over 500,000 people come to Meron, and within 24 hours, you have a kibbutz of Eden, most of them are which Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, which has never been anywhere the Chorus is the whole. that within 24 hours, in one day, so many even should come together to be with Sparrow, studying by the Tosel. You should have over 500,000 people within those few hours, all coming to this one place, all to with Sparrow. In, they say, before the war, like when there's also the Yotzei of the Ramok. So thousands of people in Galician used to go to Krakow, to the Kevod Ramor and Lagboy. But that's in no way comparable to the numbers of people that go to the Tabarov. I can't tell you pshat in there. But I can just emphasize something that perhaps we don't fully realize. There are tkufas in the Kali Yisrael, periods of history, where we see that there is a Gilei HaTorah that there wasn't previously. The Chasam Sofer points out, and that's you that I mentioned previously, you don't find in Bavli, you would tell me, you don't find anything mentioned about Agoyim. There's a Minek, Simcha, Bukhara has a Minek, it's a, you can't find a real Makor for it. Hashanah Rabbah. Shana Rabbe is a him in the Piska, Ibadim, look through. Bavli, you would show me. You'll find it was a Chibat Arobo, but this idea that this is the Hasima Sandin doesn't say it. Doesn't say it even in the Mishnayos, in the Gemaras. That's afterwards. It seems that the Zman HaGoyim there was already, they realized that. Which means that right Rubo the Kalis rule, for many, many years, didn't know that Hashanah Rabbah was Yom Simchas Hadin. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's friend of Bracha in Parshas Emor, he speaks about Rosh Hashanah, suggests, more of a Chiddush, the Torah Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Teruah Yerachim. No remez that you have to be mispalel, that it's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Teruah, it's a Yom that you're mumbech Rabbi Yishleilu. But that this is a day you come together in shul and you have to daven and it's who knows and sifrei chayim raisim apsuchim. You can't see that in Shabbos itself. We find already Chazal they do speak a little bit more. Except this is a yom hadin. We suggest that Demis in the day is still Chazal till the time of the Mishnah and Gemara. Demis the Hamoyim didn't know that Rosh Hashanah was such a day. If he is good on you, so it wasn't necessary. It's a yom of lucha, the day that the Kali Yisrael are mumbling to the Baal Shem. That's what we do. And then there came a time when it wasn't sufficient. So this was this gala to the whole of the Kali Yisrael. Shiva Rosh Hashanah is actually a yom hadin. And so too, he says Rosh Hashanah, Rabbah, says Yom Kippur Kotten. We travel on our way, what is the same of Yom Kippur Kotten? Next Lachu, which means Yom Kippur Kotten. It seems that the original Deiris, they didn't need to do that. They didn't have that. There is a Beis Halevi. A Beis Halevi says, the Rashi says, Ma Avodah Zeh Shlochem. What do we say? How do we answer him? Ba Avodah Asa Hashem Li B'Seisid Mitzrayim. What are you answering? He says, what did he ask? What did he answer? He says, the Rashi was asking, what do you call him Pesach for? In the time, in the Kali Yisrael Mitzrayim, this was the God, the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. So we then took the Pesach, and we showed them, this isn't a God. And on the contrary, there is a very, but nowadays, what's the point? Who worships a Seh? Ma Avodah Zarah Lachem. So what do we answer him? Babel Zeh Os Hashem Li B'Sei Sim Mitzrayim. What's Babel Zeh? Chazal Si B'Shor Shem Matzah U'Morah Monochim L'Fanecha. We tend to think, say, we say that what we do then is, well, we went out of Mitzrayim, and then they Kali Yisrael went out, they didn't have time to bake the matzahs, Matzah Zuh, Shem Oichim, sorry, his big Matzekam, so to the Morah, there's no reasons. There are reasons, but the real reason, the real reason is more than that. Avraham Avinu baked matzahs, so to tell us Chazal. What for? We're having time. Elama, we don't know, we don't understand. Hashem Yisbarach created the world. And there are certain days in which he wanted us to do certain things. certain mitzvahs. He wanted us on Chamisha Osa Benissan to eat matzah and eat morot. Why? Sekir HaLachait. So it's Chutas HaPesach. We want everything. Later on, Meshech HaDeiros, we were able to moldish certain reasons for the mitzvah. But the MS is, without those reasons, without that, we also would have been, on that, those days, and his wife wanted us to do these particular actions. Is the Bible said, because of the Passover Moro, we tell thee, and because of this Pesach, that's why the Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim. It was, Moshe wanted us to do these mitzvahs. Therefore, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and we should be able to do that. We should celebrate, remember these years of Mitzrayim, but the emes is because of this. Because he wants us to eat matzah on this particular day. It means there are certain days in the year Hashem Yisroch wants us to do something. And it's possible that during the Meshech HaDeiros, there were reasons why it wasn't necessary till that particular time. And all of a sudden, Shemayim wants us to do something they didn't do till then. The Paskim speak about, like when we speak, a Yom Simcha. And the opinion of why might be difficult to explain. So Yom Simcha. What we see is Vaneinu Anu, that somewhere or other there is a Hashkor, a Horacham Shemayim, that on this day, Lag Va'omer, is a Gevaltige Yom Simcha. It's a day that more Yidden come together, over 500,000, in those 24 hours, to dispel the Kevashim by Yochai. That means that this is something that the previous generation, for some reason, wasn't necessary. The question wants it now. Otherwise, there's no way, no rational way of explaining what's going on. There was never anything like this. Is that Va'omer is a Yom Simcha. It's a Yom Simcha, and I'm something to explain. This was this tremendous ayah, the ayah which was shown by Yochai, which he Emes was Mandali in the Torah Glacier, when he wrote, which said over the members of the Zayah Kodesh, and somehow rather, the Fnei B'yas Mechiah, it seems that there has to be some sort of kesher with that tzaddik, who he brought down that ayah to this world. That we be zecher together to be the kabul, the shina, together with the shiach, the kain, the kain, the